I'm Duke Tobin. I'm the director of player personnel here for the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll talk about offensive linemen, and when you grade offensive linemen, there are certain traits that you look for across the board for all three different positions, tackle, guard, and center. And those traits are toughness, you like durability, you like strength, you like suddenness, and you like consistency. The last thing you want in an offensive lineman is an inconsistent player. You don't want to ride the roller coaster with your big guys up front. Tackles, you like length, guys that can react quickly laterally to the fast defensive ends that we play against in the rush. You also like guys that can keep the defensive ends away from their pads. So long-armed guys, tall guys, long guys are normally better for that position group. Guards, you like real sudden, quick guys, but they've got to be strong enough to anchor down when you get a hard charge. And centers, you want guys that can control the whole show. Mentally, with a center, it's probably the most important single trait that you can have. You also like guys who are very quick, can operate well on the second level, and who can also anchor a hard charge against some of the big nose tackles that we play in our division. There's some great tackles in this draft. They'll be drafted very highly. The first one is Matthews from Texas A&M, and he is an extremely consistent player. He played right tackle a year ago. They moved him to left tackle. He was as effective as he was on the other side. I think he'll be drafted early. He'll probably go in the top five. He has all the traits you look for. He's got size, strength, consistency. He mirrors quickness very well, and he can get movement in the run game. And he'll be a very good player very early on in his career. The next guy is a guy out of Auburn by the name of Robinson. A freakish athlete, a huge guy, moves like a much smaller man would move. He's got great quickness, great length, tremendous physical potential. He's not as far along in the consistency area as Matthews, but probably has a higher ceiling. And then the last one is Taylor Lewan from Michigan. Has all the physical traits you want. Also a very tough-minded player, a guy that finishes a lot of his blocks, a guy that really appears to enjoy playing the game. Great size, great movement, really had an excellent combine. All three of those offensive tackles are going to be very, very good players in our league. Normally the best guards are converted tackles. I think the best players on the college level normally play tackle. On occasion you'll get a college guard who is on top of the draft board. Most of the time you convert tackles into guard. And this year's no different. There's a couple offensive line. There's one at Notre Dame. There's one at Nevada. Both of them are good tackles. They can probably play tackle on our level. They'll be sensational guards, possible centers, and they are guys that when you talk about a conversion, you want guys who are smart, who are versatile, who are tough, who are consistent, and those guys are. With the centers, you look for guys that can run the show, and this draft has those guys. Probably the best one that is truly a center playing as a center in the college game is Weston Richburg at Colorado State. He has the quickness you look for. I think he's going to get stronger and bigger, but he's a guy that appears to run the show very well at Colorado State. Arkansas also has a very good center that you should get to know by the name of Swanson. And when we look at these centers, and this draft offers a number of good centers, we're looking for guys that can come in, be leaders for us very early in their career, have the strength and the quickness to play on our level in our division.